Perek Beis Halacha Dalet and Hilchos Tshuva. Midarkei Atshuva. Midarkei Atshuva doesn't mean Tshuva itself. What Tshuva is, according to the Rambam, Tshuva, what Mitzvah's Tshuva is, what the parts of Tshuva are. So we know what they are exactly, how they fit together. We'll explore in Shavu Tshuva according to the Rambam. But the parts of Tshuva are known. That a person has to regret that which took place, cease the activity which is inappropriate, a Kabbalah on the Osid, that he won't do it again, and Vila. Those are the elements of Tshuva. So, the Rambam writes, Midarkei Atshuva, not dealing with Tshuva, but means a person that did Tshuva, there are things that he ought to do to succeed. So, Mamela, if he wants to be a Baal Tshuva, so these are things that he has to do beyond Tshuva. But they are to give him the assistance that he needs and to help him to succeed. The first is liyais hashov tzoyek tamid lifnei Hashem bebechi v'sachdunah, that he should constantly beseech the Rabbeinu Shel Olam for his help. Right? What do we say? Lulei Hakadosh Baruch Hu Yisrael lo yochol. We're in a mismatch. Right, the Yetzer Hara is a heavyweight and we're a lightweight. So, how do we exist? It's only with Siyata Dishmaya. So this person that sinned already, and now he came, did Tshuva, so he has any number of reasons that he needs Siyata Dishmaya to be Mespalo constantly. First of all, he's already fallen. So he needs an extra measure of Siyata Dishmaya. Secondly, who says that he's zoichet in an extra measure of Siyata Dishmaya? And just if, depending on how great his tshuva was, who said he's zoichet, that he'll have the same Siyata Dishmaya that he had. So he has to be tzoyek, tomid lifnei Hashem bebechi v'sachnunim, to beseech the Rabbeinu Shel Olam for his help. So that I shouldn't fall again. So this is, besides doing tshuva, a person has to seek Siyata Dishmaya. And one of the things he should do is oisit tztoko kifi koichoi. He should do tztoko according to the amount that he's able to do. Now that might encompass, that as we saw in Rabbeinu Yehuda, not only tztoko, but gemilas chasodim too. Gemilas chasodim, Gemara says, is gdoilo minat tztoko. Why? Because only an oni needs tztoko. The richest person in the world, b'derech kal, needs some gemilas chasodim. Something in life he needs help with. He's not fully self-sustaining in something. Secondly, the gemilas chasodim, tztoko is b'mamoina. I can lay in my bed, write a check, and I did tztoko. Well, it's chesodim is with money, but it's also beguf, to be matriach, to get up and help somebody. You know, I got a flat tire, 3 o'clock in the morning, you know, so get out of bed, get dressed, drive down to help him, bring him home. So milas chesodim also includes an extra measure of tirchas. Not only it encompasses everyone, and it involves the guf too. But oh, is it stoker kifi koich? So what's the inyan that is oitzet stoker kifi koicha, for what reason? The first one we understand, that liyos hashov tzoyik tomid lifnei Hashem bebechi v'sachnun. He wants siyata d'shmaya to succeed in his tshuva. So he has to ask the Rabbeinu Shel Olam for it. He may also, in fact, want to have mechila gemura, the whole different levels of tshuva. Right, the Goyin writes that Hashiveinu Avinu L'Sorosecho is the Indian of Tshuva. Slachlonu Avinu Kichotonu Mechalonu Mokinu Kifoshonu is something else. And that is L'Moshe. A person broke his hand. So he goes to the doctor, the doctor puts on a cast. A few weeks go by, the doctor takes off the cast. Take an x-ray, the bone is healed. But, you know, every time he tries to do something, his hand hurts him. not flexible. It doesn't have the strength he had before. The bow, it's healed. Shalom, everything's fine. It's proven, established with the x-ray. But it's not what it was before. So, that's what the Rosh Hashanah's father, Rav Dovid Zatzal, used to say, that Pshat Refuah Shleima. Shleima means you're back to the state as if it never happened. Now, the same is true in Chaton, that Chet does damage to a person. So good. So now, Baruch Hashem, he got rid of the infection. But what remains in the aftermath of the infection? Is he back to where he was before or not? That's the issue. So he also needs Tzayik HaMelifnei Hashem to repair the damage that he did. Had damages on Hashem. So, well, I did tshuva, okay, so that's it. The damage has stopped. It won't go any further. But I have to repair that which I messed up until now. So that's also Tzayik Lifnei Hashem. So that I understand is midarkei atshuva that is mispala. But what's the Indian oisit stoka kivik koichad? Now the question will be compounded in a moment. Umisrachik harbi menadova shechotabo, that he should keep very great distance from the situation that brought him down. So that I also understand. He realizes, as Rabbeinu Yonah said, that he has a challenge, and this is challenged. So what happens if you're challenged? Stay away from your challenge. You don't go back and put yourself in the same place where you're going to fall on your face again. You stay clear of it. So he has to be Misrach HaKarbi. We'll come back to it. So that also has to do with the tshuva. So in between these two, that is Mispalo, and Misrach HaKarbi and Adova, which obviously both of those are directly connected to tshuva, to making sure that he succeeds at tshuva, the Rambam puts in Vayisit Stoka Kefi Koicha. What is it? So, he said the tefillah is twofold. The tefillah is that he should succeed in his tshuva, and the tshuva is that the Rabbeinu Shel Olam should restore him. We say in Shema Kolenu, it's Kabo Barachamim Uborotzen, right? So rachamim we know. Rishon should be compassionate. What's rotzen? So Rabbeinu Yehuda says rotzen is, it's like a chosid comes to his rebbe. So the rebbe says, whatever you've done against me, I forgive you, but don't show your face here again. It's not in good shape. Forgiven, but don't show up. I don't want to see you. So the Rebbeinu Shel Olam could forgive us, but who says we're, you know, a model? Yeah, they let us out of jail. Okay, fine. A model citizen, you're not. Rotzen is that we return to the state that we're in before. The same yachas, the same relationship with the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. The Rebbeinu Shel Olam looks upon us with the same favor as he did before. That's an additional step. So to that, the person has to be mispalo. Not so simple. Yeah, I did tshuva, but did I clean up the whole mess? To the extent that the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, I find favor in his eyes. So that's already two steps. There's the step that the mess is cleaned, and is it sufficient to find favor in the eyes of the Rebbeinu Shel Olam? So that I'm mispalo. So if we're correct in that, then we understand why the Rambam goes to Oyset Stoka Kefi Koichot. Oyset Stoka Kefi Koichot. What do Chazal say? Chazal tell us that Kol Marachim Al Abrius is Marachim Al Olam Hashamayim. There's one surefire method to invoke the Rebbeinu Shalom's compassion. It does not fail. And that's if we're merachem al abrius, if we're compassionate with the ones that we deal with, then merachem al olam ben hashamayim, then ben hashamayim, the Rabbeinu Shel Olam is rachamim on us. Which I think is the summer meilo, we say tshuva, tefillah, tzedakah, mavir nesrei agzera. But tshuva we understand, tefillah we also understand, it's a necessary adjunct to tshuva, but what's the tzedakah? So the tzedakah is at two levels. The tzedakah is, first, he's a merachem al habrias. This guy's down and out. He doesn't have what to eat. He reached in his pocket and he gave him a meal. You're merachem al habrias. Is mumeila, we can invoke the merachem al habrias min hashamayim. The Rabbi Hashem has rachmanas on us. So this guy is in a pickle. He's behind the right. He did an avera, and he's trying to do tshuva for it. And he's trying to creep out from the effects of. So he needs rachmei shamayim. So the best way of invoking rachmei shamayim is what? To be a merachem al habrias. So the Rambam says, "Is oisit stoku kifi koychai." That's an adjunct to the tefillas. We want the Rabbeinu Shem's rachamim. We must pala for his rachamim. So do the mitzvahs of tzedakah, which invoke the Rabbeinu Shalom's rachamim. And there's perhaps another dimension, even wondered, of why such a person has rachmei shamayim. Why such a person has rachmei shamayim. In certain people, the Rabbeinu Shalom says the world needs them. Can't take them from this world. They need it in this world. The many of the Balei Musar, the great Balei Musar, did not buy insurance in Bedafka. According to their Madrega, it was fine, but they had a cheshbon. What was the cheshbon? So they said in Hapasha Zazina, we say, Atzor Tomin Paulo, Chodurach of Mishpat, Kelamunav and Abel Tzadik Vyosher. So we hope that Bezdin in this world is also Bein Ovel. So what's the difference between us and the Rabbeinu Shalom? We also strive for that. But there's a major difference. We in this world, somebody murdered someone, found them guilty, so we have to give him chenek. His wife is going to be an Amon and he has five little kids and there'll be a son. What can we do? The din is we have to give him the Einish, the rest. It's the Rabbeinu Shalom's business, it's not our business. That's for us. The Rabbeinu Shalom at his level sees that it fits for every single person. That's if something happened and everyone that was touched by it was touched in exactly the appropriate fashion. But only the Rabbeinu Shalom could do that. We can't do that. So many of the Balei Musar and I saw Rabbi Aryeh Levine Zatzal also said the same thing. He said, you know, a man in Shemayim the Sultan comes in Makatrik, don't want to take him from the world. So the Malach HaSanegu comes and says, how can you take him? He has a wife, he has children, he has elderly parents, you know, they all need him to take care of him. Who's going to support them? So the Kategu comes and says, oh, well, he has a life insurance policy. It's taken care of, don't worry about it. So Rav Aryeh said, I'm not giving him such an easy out. So there are certain, but I mean to say, this is not for Amadriga. I'm 100% against it. It's not for us. But what I mean to say is the following, that certain people are needed in this world. The hatayv that they bring, the Rabbeinu Shalom wants in this world. So there's a cheshbon for such a person that's Isaac in Stockholm, that the Rabbeinu Shalom says, I have 20 reasons to take him from the world. But as the world stands presently, is irreplaceable. So sometimes that's the schus that's possible. Sometimes nothing's absolute. You know, the world, we don't know what people do in this world. There was a miser in Berdichev, in the Dhamma of Rav Levi Yitzchak, okay, the end of the 18th century. Now, Rav Levi Yitzchak, the Beis HaKrosi, was out of town. So when he went to Olivaya, he would follow the Orem for Dalet Amos, and then he turned around and went back. When the miser of Berdichev died, Rav Levi Yitzchak walked after the Aron all the way to the Beis HaKrosi. Nobody got such a covet. So some of the elders of Berdichev came to him, Rabbi Yitochen, this tzaddikim, this big anshe miser, Tommy the Chachamim, and you walked Dalet Amos with them. And this low-life miser couldn't help anybody in town. He walked the Yom HaChabrim to follow his Aron all the way to the Beis HaKrosi. What's the pshat? So Rav Levi Yitzchak said, I'll tell you something. Let me tell you about this Maizer. They said he was three times before me for a Din Torah in his life. And all the three Din Torahs revolved on one point, and that was that he helped someone with a significant amount of money, and the person came and wanted to pay him back, and he said, the Rabbanu Shalom paid me, I'm not getting paid back twice, and I refused to take the money. And the person that received the help was embarrassed. They said, you know, I don't need stocker anymore, I want to give the money back. And he said, I'm not taking it back. He says, three times in his life he was taken before me for a din Torah, and that was the din Torah. This was the miser of Berdichev. You know, he was the quintessential Matan Besesa. I mean, I don't suggest, you know, such types of goings on either. In the Hasidish allure, they have a lot of such stories. I mean, it's not Lefi my Masera to do such things. A person is not supposed to cast himself as being ignominious because of his anova. But there were people in the Hasidish world that let themselves be looked upon in a very negative light as a means of hiding their tzitzkus from the world. So, you know, we don't know what a person, we think this person, what is he? And we don't realize that how many people are living from him.
No, but what about the flip side? People who are Isaac with Sibor and Isaac.
Listen, sometimes there is, I'll tell you, there's a Meisor when the Avni Nezer was very young, he was in his 20s, he took deathly ill. He lived, I think, into his 80s, if I remember correctly. He lived a long life, the Avni Nezer, but in his 20s he was deathly ill. And the doctors despaired that they have no means of saving him. So his family ran to the Kotzke Rebbe, and they asked the Kotzke Rebbe to be mispalafel. They came to the Kotzke Rebbe, and they said to the Kotzke Rebbe like this, he's a big Talmud Chacham, and a big Tzaddik, and a big Yoreh Shamayim, so you have to save him. So the Kotzke responded, he said, no, he's not such a big Talmud Chacham, not such a big Tzaddik, Nishtazagroi say Yoreh Shamayim, but okay, I'll be mispalafel. They went away. And the Kotzke was mispalo, and miraculously the Avni Nezer recovered. He lived for decades and decades afterwards. So after he recovered, they went back to the Kotzke Rebbe and they said, "What's the pshat? What, you know, why did you downplay him when we came?" So the Kotzke said, "I'll tell you. I was disturbed. Why is it? He is a tzaddik and a Talmud Chacham and a Yoreh Shamayim without any guilt. So why weren't the tefillahs mekubal?" So I came, there could be only be one conclusion. This is based on a mice in the Rishalmi, of Tarfon, in the end of the first parak in Kedushin, in the Sugis of Kibbutz. So he said like this. So I decided there's only one thing could be. That in Shemayim, he was so successful in this world that he fulfilled his purpose in this world. Whatever the Abish to send him for was finished. There was no need for him to stay anymore in this world. So the only way that I could save him, I said, this is based on Rishalmi and Kedusha, was the Bezen Shalmaila is Bechuyiv to follow the Bezen Shalmata. So I paskin that he didn't learn as much as he should. He says, not enough of a tzaddik yet, not enough of a Yoreh Shamayim. So when Shamayim, they had to give it to me. So they let him live. So sometimes we don't know what a person's tafkin is. You know, every person in this world is a medrash. I've talked about this medrash many times. Navos a Yisraeli. Right? So he was murdered by Achav. Achav wanted his land, and he decided whatever, so Ratzachta v'gam yirashta, killed him and took his land from him. So the Medrash in the Alkut Shemoyni says, what was the story of Navis? Navis was the health god of his day. He came to Yerushalayim, oh, that's it, you know, I don't know what a ticket was worth, you know, to be in his dollar Navis, to hear his tefillahs. So now was the Israeli finally decided, you know, listen, it's time to hang up the boots. I did my thing already, and that's it, time to hang up the boots. So he ceased being chazan for the Sholosh Regolim. He used to go always for Sholosh Regolim. He stopped being chazan. So the Rebbeinu Shalom took his life. That's the Medrash. So I asked a very simple question. L'chayra, to be chazan, good, so people enjoy the davening. So what is it? It's in, you know, Gemilas Chasodim. That people ever be help other people, help them serve Hashem, help them appreciate the tefillah. Good. This a person that doesn't do gemilas chesed that he could do. Okay, so I'm a starver to give him some type of patch. But sekumtum nish to get misa. Misa is not the einish that you get because you didn't do a chesed for somebody. You know, you wanted a cold glass of soda, and I didn't give it to you. And nothing happened to you. You were a little uncomfortable. So therefore what? So what's, you know, it's such a big deal? So I said, that's not the pshat. It wasn't an einish. Navi's purpose in this world was to be the shliach in Yerushalayim, the shliach tzibur. When he stopped being shliach tzibur, that's it. He finished his tafkir in this world. So he left. Not an einish. So we don't know. We don't know why a person came to this world, what a person had to do. You know, we're limited. We look from Austria, and certainly from Austria, we want everybody to have a tafkir that's 100 years long. And they should live well in those 100 years. You know, that's what we want. But that doesn't necessarily match up with what the Rabbeinu Shalom sent the person for. So you're right. We don't know. We don't know why the Rabbeinu Shalom and his Torah Lashem Alakein. We don't know what this person's role was, what he was supposed to do, what he accomplished, how he accomplished it. So that's why I think that here the Rambam puts in as a shov, it has to be is Toyek Lifnei Hashem Tomet, trying to invoke Rachmei Shamayim. How do you invoke Rachmei Shamayim? To invoke Rachmei Shamayim, the best way is to be a Baal Tzedakah, to be a Baal Chesed. It's Merachem al Abriyas, it's Merachem al Olam HaShamayim. This is the surefire method. And I think Rabbi said that's the pshat I've said. The kasha, I believe that I know that Rav Soloveitchik Zatzal, I believe also is the same kasha that I'm going to ask you. If they came to me to write the tefillahs for Yom Kippur, the tefillahs not beginning with Kol Nidre. Kol Nidre is a dry halachic exercise. It's better what it's pastoral litvak, you know, to start Yom Kippur with that, you know. It's a Torah Nedarim, a fancier a Torah Nedarim, maybe it's Matar Achayrim because it has a minyan. All right, toif, okay, no. That's the way you start Yom Kippur. I would have found some very inspirational piece, a piyut. Yeah, the sound of Taikov, yeah. That would be a way to start Yom Kippur. The Chazan walking to Shul, the Chazan will Chanunga Hapen, and the Sana Taikov, boy, the place would be boiling from the first minute. Yeah, see. That's it. So, what's happens? This is what you begin with, this halachic piece, Satoros Nadal. What's the pshat? So I believe, as I said, that Rav Soloveitchik Zatzal also is this kasha. So I'll tell you my mahalach. Yes, his mahalach, I'll tell you my mahalach. What do we say? What's the introduction to Kol Nidre? Yeshiva Shalmailo, Yeshiva Shalmata, Onu Matirim Lis Palulim Arvaryonim. We are matter, we allow ourselves to daven with the Arvaryonim. So who are these Arvaryonim that we have to be matter? They violated Chirim Acherim. This wasn't, you know, some law, they didn't get put into Cherem because two wise guys had nothing to do with themselves. The Rav and the Bezdin gave the guy an Azhar, and they told him, cease, stop, and finally didn't listen, so finally they put him in Cherem. So this was not willful, this was well deserved. So why are we letting him, why are we being matter this Cherem? For Yom Kippur. Because they have a Chesher Rachmonos on the guy. And Yom Kippur has to come before the Rebbeinu Shalom. He's going to come without Tzchus HaRabim. How could we do that to another Yid? We're going to subject him that he has to stand in Mishpat without Tzchus HaRabim on Yom Kippur? Can't do such a thing. What he did? Doesn't make a difference what he did. You have to have Rachmanas in this guy. So, Onu Matirim Nispalim Arvayonim. So we turn to the Rebbeinu Shalom and say, Rebbeinu Shalom, you have tainus on us. You did some things you don't like. And your tainus are correct. Over this guy that we just let back into shul, we also had tainus. And real tainus. The Rav and the Bezdin are tainus. This was not, you know, a made-up story. He deserved to be kicked out. But started Yom Kippur, we can't throw him out. We had to open the door to the shul to him. Onu Matirim Lispalim Arvayonim. How can we could throw a yid out and not let him have some sarabim on Yom Kippur? So Rabbeinu Shalom, ashamed that we had rachamim on him. And we had real tainus, as you should have rachamim on us, despite all your tainus on us. That's why we begin with Kol Nidre. With this inyan, to be ma'orer, the inyan of Merachem Alav Min HaShamayim. That's why we start with this. Rav Soloveitchik, I believe, learned that tshuva is something which defies logic. I took a brick and I threw it through your window. So now you wake up, you hear the crash, you come running down, there's glass all over the living room floor, a big hole in the main living room window in the front of the house. So I come knock on the door and I say, Barry, I beg your forgiveness, I'm sorry. Be moichel me. Okay, moichel you. But at the end of the day, what does it help? The window smashed and the stone is sitting on the living room floor and glass all over the house. So a guy went and he was Mechal Shabbos. He did an immoral act. He killed somebody. So now he comes before Chotos. Okay, as was. So now what happened? Where did the Chilul Shabbos go? The guy that's in the base, of course, got up and he walked home because you said Chotos Yavisi Pushati. So what Shayach that you want? What do you want? What do you want? What sense does Tshuva make? So the Mesilas Yesharim has a whole beer how it works, because it really defies logic. So Rav Soloveitchik, I'll come back to the Mesilas Yesharim in a minute. So Rav Soloveitchik himself said, that's why we brought the parsha of Hataras Nedarim. If a person made a neder and he violated it, and then he did Hataras Nedarim, it retroactively removes the neder from the beginning. So the violation is a non-violation because the neder was retroactively nullified. So we see there are such halachic mechanisms that have the power to nullify things retroactively. He says, so maybe you could believe that tshuva also has such a power. Makes it more acceptable, more understandable that the Torah has another such mechanism by tshuva. That's the way he learned. But again, the question was, like, well, what do we want with this? Hataras Nedarim to start Yom Kippur. What do we want with Hataras Nedarim to start Yom Kippur? So, our notion is it's Baracham al Abrias, it's Baracham al Abdel HaShemayim. Now, the Ramchal writes that how does tshuva actually work? What sense does it make? So he says it's not fully logical, it's not, but there is a rationale to it. And because there's a rationale with the Rabbeinu Shlomo's Rachamim, he accepts it, even though really not fully logical. So what's the cheshbon? That which I did, I can't undo it. A guy who's a mechal Shabbos, killed someone, that's it, it's there. Nothing to do about it. It can't be undone. What can be undone, though, is the will that the person had to violate the Rabbeinu Shalom's will. So now he undoes that will. He said, I no longer have that will. Since he no longer has that will, he's uprooted the will to go against the Rabbeinu Shel Olam in this fashion. So the Rabbeinu Shel Olam is merachem on him as if he undid the evil itself, which he can't undo. So the Rabbeinu Shel Olam accepts that as being sufficient. So that's the second thing in the Rambam. The third is Misrachek Harbi Min Ado B'Shechotobay, is to keep my distance from the area in which I erred. Rav Vilna Gaon writes in Mishlei that all the takonis, all the gzeiros that were necessary for all the Klal Yisrael, Chazal made all of them already. There are no new gzeiros that are necessary for all of Klal Yisrael for all time. There may be a particular door, a particular time and place where we have to make a takona. But a takona which will be for all time and for all people, Chazal made all of those. However, each one of us has to be a legislator for ourselves. I have to know my own deficiencies and where I'm going to get myself into trouble. And where I'm going to get myself into trouble, I have to make gedorim to stay away from it. You know, there's a certain guy who's a nudnik, and whenever he gets near me, he gets under my skin. And it's lucky I haven't killed him until now. He's such a nudnik. So what am I supposed to do? So listen, I have to endeavor to stay out of his path. Why? Because I know that if I meet up with him, the way I'm going to react is not the way I should react. But I know what's going to happen. Here's another guy, who's a chilled out guy that doesn't, he can't get under his skin no matter what you do. So that's it. He doesn't have to keep so far away. I mentioned many times, I had an uncle, Olav HaShalom, Talmud Chacham, who was totally unflappable. Totally unflappable. After he was Nifter Shloisha, my aunt told me, since I was married to him for 62 years, he says he never once said a harsh word to me. And it rings true. Under the most trying of conditions in life, from his earliest youth and on, was totally unflappable. So good. So he could deal more with difficult people than the rest of us. But each one of us has to know where my weaknesses lie, whatever it is. And I have to build barriers to stay away from it. So I have to be a legislator for myself, to make takonas for myself. What's good for me? You don't need the same takonas. It's the same, listen, different people. Okay, one guy has a problem that he has an inclination to that his sugar is high. If he watches his diet, he's okay. But he's a little bit borderline. Okay, so he's a little bit borderline, so he has to watch out. He can't eat two Danishes every day. What can he do? He likes Danishes, but he can't eat two Danishes. Another guy is, you know, his sugar is perfect. He has no problems with it, you know. So, you know, his blood pressure is not the greatest. So salt, he better stay away from. You know, he can't touch salt. The other guy, first guy, salt is no issue. His pressure is like an Olympic athlete. You know, so it'll have some salt. So, yeah, it'll go up, you know, from 120 to 122. Okay, big deal. So the same is true in the Ruchnius, Rabbi Yisrael. Each one of us has our own makeup, our own character. We have to address what we need. So this is Misrachek Harbe Menadobo Shechotubo. U Mishana Shmoy is hard to understand exactly what it means. I think the Rambam is being Rambam. Now the Rambam says Kloimar, as if to say. So the Rambam seems to be suggesting that it does not actually mean to change his name. It's not a name change. There are some that learn that way, but rather, that's what Aram says, Kloimar. Ani acher ve'eni oiso isha oso oiso namaisa. I'm not the person that sinned. What's the pshat? Is it self-denial? Is it delusional? No. Rabbi Nayona writes in the Yisera Yira, which is in the Yom Kippur Machsa for Erev Yom Kippur, that what keeps many people back from doing tshuva, we say to ourselves, listen, the guy next to me, the guy behind me, I can fool. But two places I can't fool. I don't fool myself so well. And even if I can fool myself, but I can't fool the Rebbeinu Shelel. So I know what I am. So now, if I know what I am, what am I hacking a chinek with tshuva? What's going to be with me? Let's get real. So a person, that's it. So he's paralyzed. He can't move. So what am I going to do? So Rabbi Yehuda says the first thing that a person has to do is to feel unburdened by chet. Right now, don't focus on what you did until now in your life. Yeah, there's a time and place to deal with it. Yom Kippur or Rabbi Yerucham says it's the place to deal with it. Right now, focus on going forward from where you are. Whatever was in the past doesn't hold me back. I still have the ability to move forward. So Rabbi Yehuda says, take your focus away from the past right now and focus first on the future. And get yourself in gear and get moving. Then you'll come back and think about what you did in the past. But right here and now, you have to get, how do you get in gear? So that's what the Rambam says. Ani acher. I'm not the same person. V'ni oisa isha oso isa namaisa. You know, I had issues in my life. I did things I shouldn't have done. No good. So what does it say? So today I can't do things that are right just because last year I did something I shouldn't do? What does it have to do? We have the ability to change and to be different than we were before. The past? Who worry about the past? In Darkei Atshuva, worry about the past. You know, in Tshuva. But right now, what do I need to do? Is I need to be focused that I can put the car in gear and to get moving. What I didn't till now, I have 3 dents in the trunk because I banged into a pole. So, okay, so I have to worry about the dents. But first thing is get going. Get moving in the right direction. So that's what he says, Shana Shmo, meaning it's like Beryl did that and I'm Shmerel. So the same way that Shmerel is unhindered by what Beryl did yesterday, Beryl is also unhindered. That's the reality. So we don't give ourselves that credit. So the Rambam says that's Mishana Shmoy. We need a mindset that we can succeed. We could do something. We could do something. I can be better than I am. In some measure. Umishana mass of kulon the toiva, ulderach mishoro. This I'm not going to go into once. I once gave the whole Shabbat Shuvah Rosh on this line in the Rambam. Umishana mice of kulon the toiva. What do you mean, mishana mice of kulon the toiva? We just said already, this is midarkei atshuva. So tshuva is, I was mishana mice of the toiva. I don't do averus anymore. So what do you mean, mishana kulon the toiva, ulderach mishoro? And to the Derech Yishon. So I once said a whole Shabbat Shuvah Drosh on this. And finally, the Rambam writes something else. The Goyle Mimikoyle. And a person should go into Golos. Self imposed. Shagolos Mechaperes Ovoy. Golos is a good means for a person to find Kaporos Ovoyas. That they should go remis lowly, Konar Vilios Ono Vishwarwa. Because from Anova, a person moves away from Gaiva. He humbles himself before the Rabbeinu Shalom. If he humbles himself before the Rabbeinu Shalom, so this is a tremendous means of being able to serve the Rabbeinu Shalom. If I feel humble before the Rabbeinu Shalom, so then I have to do the Rabbeinu Shalom's will. I can't go against the Rabbeinu Shalom. So this is a person that wants to succeed at tshuva. So one of the things he does is to go to Golos. And we know it's not for our time and place for many reasons, but we know historically many Gdolim, even including the Vilna Goyim, spend part of their life in Golos. They were people of a different madriga. You know, a person has to function despite that at the highest level. Otherwise, it's Yotzei Schoro v'Hafseidu, is losing more than it could possibly gain. You know, the Vilna Goyim, because he went into Golos, it's a different mitzvah. Therefore what? So he learned, instead of learning in his house in Vilna, so he learned some shul and some other shtetl and little. But he had it within him, despite the Golos, to do that. You know, he didn't want, because he was a little bit uncomfortable, that he lost his ability to focus and to learn. You know, Gedolei Olam have that ability under all times and all places. I heard of David Leibowitz, Rav Henoch's father. So he came to America in 1925 to raise money for Slobodka Kail. So he didn't always have work to do. So he came to a shul once, and you know, the shamus opened up the shul and he sat and learned. He came, the whole day went by, came the night, the shamus was ready to leave. He was still learning. Okay, went out. A few days went by like this, and the shamus came over to him and said, "Listen, let's work this out a little better." He says, "You take the keys and you open the door and you lock the door at night. What do you need me for? You know, you're here before me, you leave after me." You know, so here he was. This was in his godless America with his family away and not in his normal place. And he didn't know what to do for his fundraiser. So that's it. So it was from the crack of dawn until who knows what hour at night they sat in the Beis Medrash and learned. You know, so such a person could be in Golus, and it didn't, you know, didn't bring him down. It didn't affect him. You know, some people, but you know, that's not to regular people. Like he did, Rabbi Yosef's Einikel. He was, after Rabbi Yosef had his big operation, you know, 10 years before he died. So he was sitting with him in the hospital when he woke, and it looked like just laying in bed there. Rabbi Yosef was learning. So he says, Zayda, he says, you're able to learn in this matzav too? So Rabbi Yosef told him, he says, as long as I'm awake, I could learn 24/7. So my Yidid said to him, he's a very astute fellow, no? He says, that's good for you, it's Mishnosa Sadur, the whole Shas is on your fingertips, so you don't, you know, you can just lay in bed and just go through the Gemaras. So, but a person that doesn't have that clarity in Shas, that it happens on his fingertips, what's he supposed to do if he's in such a matzah? So what are the answers? He says, no, you're right, it's a Grad on Nebuch, it's a Taka on Nebuch, you know, a Rachmanis on the guy, you know? You know? So, if you're in that mindset, you can go into Golus, because you're so into your dark avoda that they're not going to get pushed off because you didn't have the pillow you wanted to sleep on today, or a breakfast, it wasn't exactly what you wanted. Yeah?
How is one misaking Bittul Torah?
We can't even ask that question. Well, why can't you ask the question? The Vilna Gaon had a cheshbon for every minute of the year. In 1 year he had a complaint on himself. He says 10 minutes he didn't feel in the whole year that he didn't feel he used the right way. That's what they say. 10 minutes. He came once to a town. He was traveling and he slept and he wanted to get up midnight and he got up 10 after 12. And it was beside himself that 10 minutes went down the tubes. So he said, this place causes people to sleep. He was very beside himself. So he went where he had to go. On the way back, he came to this town again, and he slept there. And this time, he got up 10 minutes earlier than normal to make up for the 10 minutes he lost the last time he passed through this town. What we need to do is something else. That's not, you know, what we need to do is to strengthen ourselves in Talmud Torah. That's it. To try to dedicate more time to Talmud Torah. And we have to dedicate time in two ways. And this, I'll end with this. Rav Benges, that's how it was, a goyin adir. He was a Volozhin of Talmud. He was a goyin that's beyond anything we could imagine. There was a writer, his name was Shurin. He wrote in the Yiddish paper. So he wrote, he died a couple of years ago, he was about 90 years old. So he wrote that he was in Eretz Yisrael like 70 years before. He was learning in Eretz Yisrael. And he went one day to visit Rav Benges. So he says he realized afterwards Rav Benges wanted to motivate him to understand what it means to know learning, to know Torah. So Rav Benges told him, he says, take a Gemara off the shelf and read me 4 words from the Gemara, the Rashi, and the Tosfos. So he did. And wherever he tried, in a million Masechtas, wherever he read him 4 words, non-generic words, Rav Benges just rattled off the whole sugi for him from those 4 words. He was blown away. So, but this same Rav Benges once called his Yedidim together, and he was celebrating a Siyum HaShas. And he called all the people that knew and the Balabatim to come. And he was in a very jubilant mood. So they said, Rebbe, we don't understand. A goyin like you finished Shas countless times. You can't even count anymore how many times. So what's the big simcha today? My yom yomayim that you have such. So he says, I'll tell you. And this is the other thing that we need this especially in the world in which we live. He says, 12 years ago, I realized that I clock a lot of waiting time as a rov. I come to a bris, they're not ready. I come to a chasana, they're not ready. The levaya, wherever, you know, there's a lot of waiting time in my life. So I decided, okay, I have a new idea. So I have my regular storm. I sit and learn many hours a day. So I took a Gemara and put it in my pocket. And whenever I clocked waiting time, I took out the Masechta and I started to learn. Finished one Gemara, I took another Gemara. He says, in those odd minutes, I just put together a whole Shas in the last 12 years. So he says, This shas is a found shas. It's not in my regular learning. In the normal flow of events, that time of a whole shas would have disappeared into nothing. So I have a tremendous simcha that from nothing I made a shas. So we need that also. We need to have a little safer in our pocket. Or we have to wait someplace. Whatever, a mishnayas, a chumash, to use the time. We need store. Yeah. But we can't let the little bits of time fall away. The little bits of time are also precious. That's what's on our mind. If we do that, we'll go forward. And that's our Asik. Our Asik is to go forward. That's what we should be worried about, you know. To worry about, to give a whole accounting from different Torah, it's way, way beyond us. Way beyond us. You know, we can, from daily other, we can have a little bit of insight of what, how to work machshav learning. But that's it. But for us, a little bit forward. We have storm and keep them. Now we're safer in the pocket for the odd moments. We can accomplish a lot in this world. Rabbeisai, Ksivach Sim Toiva, good Gebench job. I'm gonna have hip
hop. Not fair. I may have a little piece of paper. My air conditioning system has been on and off all day. No power problem.